Summary. A close look at the first chapters in the Bible will open to us God's character. He loves to create a planet with an air to breathe and water to drink and plants, vegetables, fruits, that there is food on this planet, that we can be nourished. He made everything that we as human beings can live here in a perfect manner. And he gave us elements for the development of our character too. There are poor ones and rich ones. And they help each other in becoming closer in the image of God. Now, when God made everything, he made it in such a way that it was perfect. And the destroyer, what's his aim? That's his name. He wants to destroy this perfect harmony, this perfect order. Imagine you have taken all your books, bought a new shelf, and then you arrange them in a systematic way. And then everything is in order. You can find your books because you have put them in such an order, in themes and so on, categories. And one day, you arrive at home, you see the windows are open, cold air is in here, and then you see all the books having been thrown down on the floor. All your work has been in vain. A thief was here in your home. And he made disorder of the order of things. That hurts. But in this example, the only books, you can start anew, and in a few hours, everything will be finished again. But what about this planet? And about the devil, the destroyer. His work of destroying is one which we feel personally, individually. He destroys our enemy. He destroys the web of humanity. He destroys love. So it's good to trust in God, to have a look at his words, at his commands, and trust in him, not the other one. If you want to get a blessing, if you want to live a life full of sense, its full meaning, trust in your Creator who made everything perfect for you, who has a special plan for your life. If you trust in him, he wants you to be in harmony with him and not in disharmony. Problems will start when we move away from his commands. Problems will start when we think we are more clever than he is. In the end, he wants us to be there, in the center of the universe. Then he wants to show us what he has created in a universe that's heaven. That's our future. Trust in him.